Welcome to the Learn Hindi Daily Show. Let's go over the mystery word from last time. Let's hear it.
Kab.
Kab.
And that means when. It's made up of two symbols, ka and ba. Kab. And we gave you the example sentence.
Aap kab aayenge?
Aap kab aayenge?
Aap kab aayenge? When will you come? Now this is when you're talking to a man, and we should also give you the same sentence that you use when talking to a woman.
Aap kab aayengi?
Aap kab aayengi?
Aap kab aayengi? See the difference? Aayenge for the man, aayengi for the woman. Now, there's another related word that means when as well.
Jab.
Jab.
Now, so what's the difference between kab and jab? Well, in English, we only have one word that means when. We use it in two different ways. One we use as the question, which is kab in Hindi. And the other we use as a statement about some indefinite time, jab. So let's give you an example of using jab. When you will come, then we will do the work.
Jab aap aayenge, tab hum kaam karenge.
You see in that sentence, when you will come, then we will do the work. We're not asking a question with the word when. We're saying at that time that you come. Now contrast that with this other use of when, which is equivalent to kab in Hindi. When will you come to do the work?
Aap kab kaam karne ke liye aayenge?
Now that's literally, when will you come for doing the work? Kaam karne ke liye, for doing work. Now if you want a more in-depth explanation of this, we have a link in the notes to an episode that we published back in January 6, 2009 called Kab or Jab, When or When. Well, another related word is now.
Up.
Ab. And right now?
Abhi.
Abhi. And afterwards?
Baad mein.
Baad mein. And how about then, again, and next?
Fir.
Fir. Like fir milenge. We'll meet again. Let's look at the symbol and sound for today. Today we have
thi. Tha plus e.
Thi. Th plus e, t.
Now, t is the past tense of hey, it means was, but is used with feminine subjects. For example, she was tired.
Wah thaki thi.
Wah thaki thi.
It is also used as a helping verb. For example, she used to sing.
वह गाती थी. वह गाती थी.
वह गाती थी.
She used to dance.
वह नाचती थी.
वह नाचती थी.
Now let's give you a mystery word for you to figure out. This is a word that we don't write down and that you need to figure out how to write and what the meaning is. And then we'll tell you what it is in the next show.
Paisa.
Paisa.
You see that? Paisa. Paisa. Now, we're going to give you an example sentence where it's in a slightly different form. This should be a clue to you about what type of word it is.
Kya aapke paas paise hain?
Kya aapke paas paise hain?
Did you get that? Kya aapke paas paise hain? Now the phrase we're going to learn today is you're very kind.
Aap bahut dayalu hain.
Aap bahut dayalu hain.
You got that? Aap bahut dayalu hain. So, aap is very familiar, aap hain. And then bahut means very, dayalu means kind. So bahut dayalu means very kind. Today, for our grammar exercise, let's look at the habitual present tense. You need to know four helping verbs. Hum translates as am and is used with meh. Ho translates as are and is used with thum. He translates as is, and ha translates as are, and it's not used with thum, but is used in every other case as are. And then these are also helping verbs that are used in Hindi, even when you don't see these equivalent words in English. So after knowing which helping verb to use, you need to know what the stem of the verb is. In dictionary form, all the verbs have na on the end, like bolna, to speak, gana, to sing, nachna, to dance, sona, to sleep, kana, to eat. Next, you need to add the appropriate ending to the verb. There are three you have to be concerned with: da, de, and thi. What's the difference? Well, da is used for masculine singular subjects, de is used for masculine plural subjects, and thi is used for feminine subjects, both plural and singular. So let's see some example of the masculine case. I'll say the sentence in English, and Narendra ji will say it in Hindi. I eat fish.
Main machli khata hoon.
We eat fish.
Hum machli khate hain.
You eat fish, formal.
Aap machli khate hain.
You eat fish, informal.
Tum machli khate ho.
He eats fish.
Wah machli khata hai.
They eat fish.
Ve machli khate hain.
Now let's look at some feminine examples. Again, I'll say it in English, and Ms. Meena ji will say it in Hindi. I eat fish.
Main machli khati hoon.
We eat fish.
Hum machli khati hain.
You eat fish, formal.
Aap machli khati hain.
You eat fish, informal.
Tum machli khati ho.
She eats fish.
Vah machli khati hai.
They eat fish.
Ve machli khati hain.
Try this with another verb and leave it as a comment to this episode to share with other people learning Hindi. Now let's go over some listener comments and questions. Matthew sent me an email to point out a typo in April 29th episode. It had to do with which of the following two phrases are spoken by a man or a woman. I fixed the typo in the lesson, but before you look, try to see if you can figure out which of the following is spoken by a man and which by a woman. Main apni kitab pad rahi hoon. Okay, is that spoken by a man or a woman? Main apni kitab pad rahi hoon. Now let's try another one. Main apni kitab pad raha hoon. Main apni kitab pad raha hoon. Now you can look at the episode that I have linked to in the notes to see if you're correct. So thanks, Matthew, for noticing this and emailing me so that I could fix it. If you see a typo on iSpeakHindi.com or something you're not sure about, then please leave a comment or email me at nathan@iSpeakHindi.com. Matthew also wrote in his email about issues with signing up to become a paid subscriber. He says, I continued to enjoy your website and attempted to become a paid subscriber today. The process was stopped by PayPal. Needless to say, this will require further investigation on my part. I wonder how many people attempt to pay for your website and don't go through with the process due to joining PayPal or having hurdles to jump. Needless to say, I will pay for my use of your site. It is very good. Thanks, Matthew, for your support and feedback. I think I may have just fixed the subscription sign-up issue that you mentioned. PayPal has an enhanced recurring payments program that allows for people to sign up without getting a PayPal account. The only thing you need is a credit card. Let me explain how this works. There's a link in the notes that says subscribe. When you click on this, you're taken to a PayPal screen that has a link that says pay using your credit card or debit card. This is right next or right underneath where it says to log in with your PayPal account. So instead of logging in with your PayPal account, you can just click credit or debit card. If you sign up using your PayPal account, then you can always cancel through PayPal. But if you use just your credit or debit card to sign up, then you will need to email us at support@icebkenny.com to cancel. Anyway, I hope this makes it easier for more people to sign up. So if you tried in the past and were frustrated, please try again. And, you know, we would really appreciate your support if more of you could sign up to become paid subscribers. If you have any trouble at all or have some comments, email us at support@icebkenny.com. I have received several emails asking about a message from one of the users on our site going by the name of Nancy. Someone using a login as Nancy has sent an email to all the people on the site saying that she is interested in making friends and learning language together. But this is pure spam. I found the same email on several other sites, and I do not believe that this email should be responded to in order to keep you from receiving more spam. I have turned off private messages so people like Nancy can't send everybody emails. Lori recently sent me an email in which she said, "I really like your new page. I really like two things about it. That you help people learn a sentence that can be useful, and that you show how to use a word in different sentences and in different forms. It's very good. I also like the way you answer questions, because the question one person has is probably the question 20 people have. They just don't ask." Thanks, Lori. We will definitely keep doing a phrase of the day and looking at grammar exercises to help people become more comfortable with Hindi. You're right about those questions. There are probably many people with Hindi questions that are just looking for a place to direct them to. If any of our listeners have a Hindi question, email me at nathan@icebkenny.com. Not only will you be helping yourself, but you'll be helping other people with the same question that haven't quite gotten around to asking. Lessons recently published on the website. As mentioned in our first Learn Hindi Daily show that we published just recently on April 22nd, 2011, we are in the process of changing the format of icebkenny.com. In the past, we published just a lesson every day, but now we're trying to create more of a show that you would listen to on an ongoing basis and keep our lessons separate. So we're actually published several of Suresh's lessons recently, and you can see them linked to in the website. We would like to feature some of these as part of future shows, so please give them a 1 to 5 star rating, and we can use the ones that have a 5-star rating or a high rating to feature in a future Learn Hindi Daily show. So be sure and check them out. Also, last time I had talked about going over the verbs in the BBC Hindi article, but that's going to take just a little more time for me to prepare, and we'll go over that hopefully in the next episode. So that's all we got for today. Until next time.
Shubhkamnaon ke saath
phir milenge.